spiritual kingdom of God on earth and in heaven. Jesus declared, St. Matthew 18:3. Except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus continued, St. Mark 1:15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye, and believe the gospel. There is a time for all sinners to repent. Obviously, repentance is essential before the new spiritual birth begins in our hearts. This comes as a result of believing and obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. David wrote, Psalm 22:28, For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. St. Luke 12:32, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Jesus spoke these words to 11 disciples who were faithful to him in his ministry. However, these profound words are for those who repent and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. The sons and daughters of God are those who are born again, and grow spiritually. We must become the spiritual image of Jesus Christ. When the new birth takes place in our heart, and God nourishes us by his word, then we evolve and become powerful sons and daughters of God. However, this is impossible without being born into the spiritual kingdom of God. St. Luke 17:20-21, And when he Jesus was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or, Lo there, for, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The 11 disciples were believers of Jesus Christ to whom he was referring. Now we comprehend that the spiritual kingdom of God has evolved in our hearts after the new birth has taken place. John revealed his spiritual knowledge of those of us who have reached some spiritual maturity. First Epistle of John 3:2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Paul wrote, 2 Corinthians 6:17-18, Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Believers will separate themselves from the pleasure of sin in this world, and continue learning about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God gave us spiritual authority to be a part of the current family of God in this world, and the world to come. The New Testament writer proclaimed, Hebrews 6:5, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come. In the Old Testament, the first natural fruits were literal fruits that Israel gave to God, which they did not take for themselves. In the New Testament, they are a metaphor of holy people, who are the best of all people who have given themselves over to God. God spoke to Moses saying, Exodus 23:19, The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. Jesus looks upon us as the best of all humanity, because we are born again, and became a part of his royal family in the kingdom of God. God has preserved us for eternal life. The Hebrew writer articulated, Hebrews 7:26, For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Revelation 14:4, These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Isaiah wrote, Isaiah 62:12, And they shall call them, the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Jesus was, absolutely, explicit to Nicodemus about the spiritual birth, because he was naive and confounded concerning the spiritual kingdom of God. St. John 3:3-4, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb, and be born? Jesus expounded, Without the spiritual birth, we cannot spiritually see and understand the spiritual kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Pharisees. He was a master teacher of the law of Moses, who was pathetically naive concerning the kingdom of God. Obviously, he did not have any knowledge about the new birth, because it is impossible for a man to re-enter his mother's womb. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? We must be born again. The new spiritual birth comes as a result of believing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and repentance. Verse 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The spiritual kingdom of God is a dynasty of believers. We must be born into his royal family before entering the kingdom. Spiritual blindness is a result of not being born again. Without the new birth, we cannot see spiritually, nor understand the mystery of the Word of God. Solomon said, Proverbs 29:18, Where there is no vision, the people perish. Joining denominations does not make an individual a son or daughter of God. Obviously, it is like joining a social club. It has no spiritual significance. The new birth is the entrance into the kingdom of God. God's Spirit is invisible. It is like the wind. We cannot see it. However, we can see the effects of it. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 3:8, The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. The kingdom of God is God's spiritual body. There is a natural body and a spiritual body. Nicodemus spoke about going back into his mother's womb. Jesus was not speaking about being born again literally. Nicodemus could not comprehend Jesus' wisdom, because he was not born again. He understood the doctrine of the Pharisees and believed in spirits and angels. However, he could not teach about the new birth. It was a new doctrine to him. St. Mark 1:27, And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Humanity is lost without being born of the Spirit. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 15:44, There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. The spiritual body is the born-again believers. The natural body is humanity without the new birth. Everyone who is born again has the invisible embodiment of the Holy Spirit. God has forgiven us of our past sins. When we are born again, the lust of the flesh has no dominion over us. We are free from sin. Paul continues, Romans 6:22-23, But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We cannot serve God without the Holy Spirit. That is why we must be born again through the Word and the Spirit. A babe does not have literal eyes, except he is born into the world. He must have a body. St. John 1:13, Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John reveals the wisdom of God through the everlasting covenant of the blood of Jesus, whereby we would become the sons and daughters of God through the plan of spiritual birth. Peter said, 1 Peter 2:2, As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. The sincere milk of the word is truth. Jesus said, St. John 8:32, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John continues, St. John 1:12, As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. When the time comes for an individual to repent and believe the gospel, and be born again, there will be many troubles and sorrows. That makes us aware that the time has come for the new birth to occur. There will be many troubles and trials, which make us pray and seek God. Our trials that we endure enhance us to be more prayerful. It is symbolic to a woman in labor pains. Jesus was emphatic to his disciples, St. John 16:21, A woman when she is in travail hath sorrow, because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. A woman bears labor pains before her child is born. Likewise, we suffer before we are born again spiritually. Many people keep laws of organized religion. They are faithful to their organizations, in which they call churches. However, they are social clubs. They perform their natural duties. They are servants of the laws of their organization, and not the spiritual laws of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, Romans 8:2, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Jesus came to redeem us from the curse of organized religion. There is no spiritual perfection in human laws. St. John 19:7, The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. They said that Jesus blasphemed against God when he proclaimed that he is the Son of God. That was the primary reason they thought he should die. They did not believe in him. Obviously, we should come out from unbelievers, because they do not believe the truth. Jesus said, St. John 10:36, Say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified, and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. Jesus concluded, St. Matthew 15:14, Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Jesus told his disciples to leave them alone. They will fall into the ditch of destruction, which is hell, because of unbelief. Apostle Paul disclosed, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Those who do not repent of their sins are lost. Jesus said, St. John 15:13, Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. St. John 10:18, No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Jesus gave his life for us who believe in him in all eras. St. Matthew 19:28, And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. After the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Apostle Paul proclaimed, 1 Corinthians 6:2-3, Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world, and if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Paul was emphatic, Galatians 4:7, Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. We, who are the sons and daughters of God, become heirs of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus rebuked unbelieving Jewish leaders for being servants of sin, and not sons of God. St. John 8:34-35, Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. He expounded that those who are committing sin are slaves to sin. Only the sons and daughters of God are free from sin. They will inherit the eternal riches of the spiritual kingdom of God forever. Jesus commands spiritual perfection. St. Matthew 5:48, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. The Lord requires all believers to be spiritually perfect in heart. Wherefore, we shall bear the spiritual image of the divine Son of God. Apostle Paul taught spiritual perfection in Ephesians 4:12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God ordained those who are true spiritual leaders. We have reached some spiritual perfection. We are the instruments in which God saves humanity under divine leadership. Paul said, Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Now we comprehend that the natural human man has always been contrary to the Spirit of God. The only way the Spirit of the Lord can lead anyone is through the medium of divine obedience. The sons and daughters of God are us who have reached the highest level of faith in which His Holy Spirit can lead us. He does not have to speak to us. He merely leads us. Hebrews 5:13-14, "For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Sinners of the world rejected Jesus and his family. Jesus said, St. Luke 21:17, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." When the Spirit of God, which is in the heart of his messengers, rebukes sinners, they hate them because the Spirit of God testifies against their evil works. The power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ controls his sons and daughters, as he promised. St. Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Neither man, nor evil spirits can prevail against the power of the sons and daughters of God. Jesus continued, verse 20, "Notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Although the Lord Jesus has given great spiritual power to the family of God, today he desires for us to rejoice only because he wrote our names in heaven. Jesus spoke these words to the 11 disciples after his resurrection from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." The Father, who is the Spirit of God, and Christ, proclaimed that there is no sin in us. We are his sons and daughters. In the final judgment, there will be no sentence of the second death for us, only joy. Jesus will declare to the Father that we are righteous, because of our faith and obedience to him. Jesus revealed to John, Revelation 20:14-15, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Our names, written in Jesus' book of life, indicates the time in which we were born again spiritually in the kingdom of God. God, through Jesus Christ, acknowledges that we are his sons and daughters. As a result, he grants us everlasting life with him in his kingdom. Paul wrote, Romans 5:1, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." John proclaimed, Revelation 14:5, "And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God." After the faithfulness of the children of God, their physical lives must end, and eternal life begins. Hebrews 11:13, "These all died in faith." John said, Revelation 14:13, "I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." St. John 11:25, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, and the life, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Even as Jesus Christ had power against death, he will raise us up who live by faith in him. The sons and daughters of God will have many enemies. However, our Savior Jesus Christ will destroy all enemies. The last enemy is the evil spirit of death. Apostle Paul proclaimed, 1 Corinthians 15:26, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." Jesus demonstrated his power against death when he raised Lazarus from the dead. St. John 11:43-44, "And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. The Spirit of God fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Isaiah 25:8, He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. The Hebrew writer wrote about Jesus in Hebrews 2:14, Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. It was the Lord's determination from the creation of the world, to eradicate the power of death from all who are the children of God. Jesus proclaimed to John, Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth, and was dead, and, behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Paul wrote, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We, who are born again children of God, are the first fruits. That is why we will rise first. Those who did not accept the process of the new birth are unregenerate, and shall burn eternally in the lake of fire with the devil and his followers. Jesus said, St. Matthew 25:41, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That is the prophetic message, the end of the world. According to the scriptures, our new resurrected bodies will be like the body of Jesus Christ. John wrote, 1 John 3:2, When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Jesus continued, St. Luke 24:39, Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Now we comprehend that Jesus has a body of flesh and bones without blood. That is the supernatural body, which all the sons and daughters of God will inherit. Verses 42-43, And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish, and of an honeycomb. And he took it, and did eat before them. Jesus said, St. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The abundant life is a supernatural life with a body without blood that can fly in the sky, eat, drink, and never have to go to the bathroom or never be sick. There will be no funerals there. That is eternal life. John disclosed, Revelation 21:4, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This is exclusively for the family and children of God with Jesus Christ our Lord forever. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 15:24, Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. That is the end of the world. God shall consume all of his enemies by fire. The psalmist prophesied against the enemies of the Lord, in all times, concerning their final destruction. Psalm 81:15, The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. Jesus said, St. Matthew 23:35-36, That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. According to the word of the Lord, God shall destroy the children of the devil, who despised and hated righteous people of all times. Because of Judas' unbelief, he betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. He was one of the 12 disciples. The scriptures record that Judas was a devil, the son of perdition, a man who went down in infamy. After his betrayal, he committed suicide and was lost. St. Matthew 27:5, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 19:27, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me. John wrote, Revelation 20:10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This world shall become a burning lake of fire forever and ever. Jesus declared to his disciples, St. Matthew 13:16-17, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior perpetually blesses us who have spiritual eyes and ears to understand the gospel. Jesus' intercessory prayer for believers of all times, St. Matthew 6:10, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. The preacher, King Solomon, said, Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil.